This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few minutes out of what is very likely a very busy day and study with us just for a few minutes about the Word of God? The Word which the great eternal creator of the universe and all of us has given to us. I started last time a study entitled Things You Should Treasure, and based upon verses 9 through 11 of the first chapter of the book of Philippians in the New Testament. In that passage, Paul indicated that he was praying for those brethren to the end that they may learn to approve the things that are excellent. And that simply means that he was praying for them to the end that they may learn to treasure the things that really should be treasured. You know, friends, that's what life is all about, putting value where value belongs. We spend our days, most of us, in searching after money and fame and fortune and power and sensual pleasure and this and that and the other. People fall almost in adoration at the feet of entertainers and famous athletes and so forth. But all of those things really amount to very little. In times of tragedy, such as have recently happened to several famous athletes, even the athletes themselves recognize that they're just playing a game and that there's much more to human life than that. And to realize that when a human life has been needlessly snuffed out by some evil deed is to bring them into right perspective. Last time I pointed out that you ought to treasure your life. You ought to treasure your life because of its significance and because of its possible greatness. Now today, in the second place, I want to point out you should treasure your mind. Treasure the power you have to think and to reason and to make decisions. You are a person who has intellectual power, rational power, the power to reason and come to right conclusions, and you have it because God gave it to you. And you have free will. You have the right to make up your mind one way or the other what you'll do with your life. And you have a conscience, that within you, which urges you to do what you are honestly convinced is right. Now, you have a great responsibility to use your mind correctly. It's a thing you ought to treasure. You ought to be thankful to God for it. Think of the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, when he said, "Have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself." Notice Paul is saying here, have the same kind of mind, the same kind of attitude, which Jesus Christ had, which the Word had, when he gave himself up and became flesh in order that we might have a Savior. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14 make that clear. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Oh, my friends, how great is the gift of God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the Apostle Paul declared that since God did not spare to give us the greatest thing of all, that is His Son, we can certainly be assured that He will not withhold from us other things that we need. And so we should strive to have the mind in our own heads that Jesus Christ had, to be willing to give your life up for the benefit of others. And then you should use your mind to live a happy life, a life free of anxiety, a life free of worry. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, Paul said, "Rejoice, and again I say unto thee, rejoice." And then in verse 6 he said, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus." And then in verse 8, he indicated that we should fill our mind with that which is good, with that which is true, with that which is lovely, with that which is honorable, with that which is of good report. And think of how many in our society today has turned to evil things, to pornography, to vulgarity. I plead with you to treasure your mind. God gave it to you. Keep care of it. Our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be with us next time. Until then, my sincere prayer is that God will both bless and keep you.